It's not something we typically discuss in polite company, but disaster planners say when water and sewage service fails, finding a place to poop is a big deal and shouldn't be poo-pooed. Experts from Japan said at a meeting in Seattle earlier this year that lack of working toilets was one of the most urgent and problematic things after the great earthquake and tsunami in 2011. Some people stopped eating and drinking because they didn't have access to a working toilet. Now rolling out in the Portland area is the Emergency Toilet Project. Correspondent Tom Bonsi thankfully didn't sit on this news.
Two earthquakes that devastated Christchurch, New Zealand 7 years ago got Sue Monkern off the pot, in a manner of speaking. She's responsible for emergency preparedness at Washington County Public Health in Hillsborough, Oregon.
They lost their sewer system, their sanitation system. 95% of it was out, and it was only a year or two ago that they got it all back online.
Monkern says she looked around for how she could potty train folks in the Portland area to get ready for this aspect of the big one, the coming Cascadia megaquake, and she couldn't find much guidance.
The average person poops about a half a pound a day. Not something I knew before I got into this particular project. Half a pound a day, 2.4 million people per day, is a lot of poop that's not going anywhere when our sewer systems are broken. So we had to resolve this. We don't want cholera, typhoid, hepatitis A, diarrheal illnesses to come back in and be the catastrophe after the catastrophe.
Monkern enlisted a five-county disaster preparedness consortium that covers Greater Portland and Southwest Washington. That opened the tap for federal Homeland Security planning money. A committee ended up refining some ideas from New Zealand and from a local Portland nonprofit called Flush. Bottom line, you'll want to add an emergency toilet to your disaster kit.
And they're different colors.
One of the places this messaging debuted was at a Sunday bicycle festival in Northeast Portland.
I know, it's things that people have not thought about. And a lot of people haven't talked about. We're here to talk about it.
Thank God you're here.
Dawn Hurd was one of the disaster preparedness volunteers with the Portland Bureau of Emergency Management, handing out freshly printed instruction stickers and brochures. In no time, you could hear grown-ups talking potty humor in public.
This is for your two-bucket system.
My two buckets of, one bucket of poo and one bucket of pee.
Exactly.
Hurd and Laura Hall explained the system to amused passerby Linda Hayden. The setup includes a snap-on toilet seat and two sturdy buckets, like five-gallon paint buckets. Separating pee and poo cuts the stink and makes eventual disposal easier. Pee can be diluted and spread on lawns or gardens. Your poo, on the other hand, is a disease vector, so you'll want to double bag and store it temporarily. The twin bucket system is mostly geared at people in urban areas, particularly apartment and condo dwellers and townhouse owners.
Some people are just going to go in their yards.
Some people are,
but we're trying to get the word out through events like this and other methods.
Plus, it'll just be a funny image of everybody on their little pickle bucket squatting. It's just, I want to see the selfies.
In Washington State, Pacific County and Grace Harbor Emergency Management independently featured disaster sanitation tips in newsletters this spring. Justin Ross is planning a bucket decorating party. The Multnomah County Emergency Management Outreach Specialist says after a strong earthquake, get ready to live without a working toilet for weeks or months.
We want to make sure that people know that this is a big piece of emergency preparedness. It's something that could be almost free to do. It's accessible for anybody.
The poo plan experts continue to meet in the Portland area to fine-tune what happens to all the bags of poop earthquake survivors will accumulate. Those poo bags will need to be collected eventually, and that's not a job for your average garbage hauler. I'm Tom Bonsi in Portland.